Good morning.
早上好。
Let's begin by reading a few scriptures together.
开始的时候，让我们一同来读几处的圣经。
It won't be a projection, so you'll need your Bible.
啊，我们没有这个投影仪，所以希望大家能够拿出自己的圣经来一起读。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 and 3.
哥林多后书第二章，十一章二到三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 and 3.
哥林多后书十一章二到三节。
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Okay, 我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
And then in Genesis chapter 2,
在下面我们要读创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
创世纪第二章八到九节。
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Verses 15 through 17.
然后我们要来读十五到十七节。
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to tend it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying,Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And further down in chapter 3, verses 1 through 5.
我们要继续往下看第三章一到九节。
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Has God really said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden,God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes will be opened, and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Okay, 神耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子呢？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
Verses 6 through
9. 第六到第九节。
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where are you?
第六节开始，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”
Lastly, in John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40.
最后我们要来看约翰福音第五章39到40节。
John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40.
约翰福音第五章三十九到四十节。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.And they are they which testify of me. But you will not come to me, that you might have life.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Father, just want to ask you to please give utterance to me and my brothers this morning.To express your heart to your people.
父，早上愿你真的是能够来向我和我的弟兄启示你的心，让我们知道如何的来为您做出口。
Please capture every heart that hears this word this morning, Lord.
愿早上你来夺每一位能听到这话语人的心。
So that we might rise up and run after you.
好叫我们能够起来快跑跟随你。
In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Our overall theme this morning is first love.
那早上我们主要的这个主题就是起初的爱。
But the title of my part of the sharing is going to be Christ, our tree of life.
那我这部分所要分享，我的主题是基督，就是那生命树。
You may be wondering, how do those two relate to each other?
你可能会问，这两个怎么会联系在一起呢？
So I'd like to make that clear from the outset.
所以开始的时候，我希望把这个讲清楚。
You and I have no natural love for God.
你和我，我们并没有那个自然的向着神的爱。
Naturally, our first love is love of self.
那我们作为天然人，起初的爱都是爱自己的。
In other words, you and I love ourselves first and foremost.
换句话说，我们最先想到的、最先爱的就是自己。
We will do anything to please ourselves, to protect ourselves, and to promote ourselves.
我们会尽自己一切所能的要来爱自己、保护自己、推销自己。
And that was what Adam and Eve demonstrated when they chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil rather than the tree of life.
这就是当亚当和夏娃他们拣选了那分别知识善恶树而非生命树时所表现出来的。
Now, as long as this love of self remains, we cannot love God with first love.
那当我们里边有这样一个向着自己的爱时，我们没办法用那起初的爱来爱神。
This love of self has to be put to death.
我们这个自己的爱要被放在死处。
And that is where Christ, our tree of life, comes in.
那这就是那基督那生命树要进入。
It says in 1 Peter 2:24 that Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree.
在彼得前书二章二十四节那里讲到，基督他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
And having put our sins to death, that we might live for righteousness.
他既使我们在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
Calvary's cross was in fact a tree.
加略山的那个十字架，事实上就是一个树。
You know, the Romans, they didn't nail criminals to finished lumber.
你知道当时罗马人并不是把这些罪犯钉在那些处理过平整的木料上。
It was a rugged cross.
那实在是一个丑陋的十字架。
It wasn't smoothed and processed.
它并没有被处理过，好像表面非常的平整光滑。
They would cut down a tree, nail two big pieces of it together, and hang the criminal on it.
他们就砍下一个树，然后把两个树干横立，这十字交叉在一起，然后就把这个犯人钉在上面。
So,In Christ being crucified on Calvary's cross, that cross becomes a tree of life.
所以当基督被钉在加略的十字架上的时候，那个十字架就成了那生命树。
And unlike Adam and Eve, who missed out on partaking of the tree of life,
那并不像亚当和夏娃错过了这个生命树。
By the mercies of God, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we in reality have eaten of the tree of life.
因着神的怜悯，当我们信主的时候，我们就能够来吃这生命树。
In short, there is a way for us to love God with first love this morning.
那换句话说，早上我们有这样一条道路，能够来用起初的爱爱神。
In coming to Christ, we come to His cross, on which that love of self was crucified.
当我们能够来到主的面前的时候，来到他十字架的面前的时候，我们那个自己的爱能够被除掉。
And in coming to Christ, we receive of His resurrection life that enables us to obey and to love Him with first love.
当我们来到基督的面前的时候，我们也能够来接受他那从死里复活的生命，也能够用他的爱来爱他。
Now it says in 2 Corinthians 11:3 that coming to Christ is simple.
那在哥林多后书那里讲到说，我们来到主的面前是容易的。
There's nothing confusing or complicated about it.
那讲到这件事情，并没有任何让人感觉到非常的迷惑或者是非常困难的。
But it is difficult.
但这却又在另外一面说非常的不容易。
It's difficult because it means putting to death this love of self.
因为是要我们来致死自己那肉体的爱。
It might be helpful for us to picture it like heart surgery.
也许我们来想一想这个心脏的手术会更容易理解。
No one undergoes heart surgery unless it's deemed absolutely necessary.
没有一个人会愿意去做心脏手术，除非医生告诉他你非做不可。
So unless you and I think that we actually have a problem that needs to be fixed, we won't go get heart surgery.
除非你我知道我们心脏有了问题，我们必须经过这个手术，我们不会自己说主动要去做它的。
But the moment that we are willing to recognize that we have a problem that needs to be addressed.
但当那一刻我们意识到我们的心脏有了一个需要被处理的问题，
Then despite the cost,
无论它要付多大的代价，
despite the loss to ourselves,
甚至我们要失去自己，
we will come to the surgeon.
我们都会去到那个手术师那里。
We will entrust ourselves to the care of the surgeon.
我们会把自己信靠在他给我们提供的这个帮助当中。
And we will let him operate.
我们也会让他在我们身上来动刀子。
Therefore, coming to Christ is as simple as recognizing our need.
所以来到主的面前就是这样的简单，认识到我们里面的需要。
Trusting in his love.
相信他的爱。
And living by faith.
并且能够在信心当中生活。
So recognizing our need, do we recognize that we need God?
所以讲到我们认识到自己的需要，我们是否真的知道我们需要神呢？
Adam and Eve refused to recognize that they needed to depend on God.
亚当和夏娃他们并没有来意识到自己需要依靠神。
That's why even though the tree of life was in the midst of the garden,
所以即便当时这个生命树就在园子的当中。
They were never willing to come and eat it.
他们却从来没有说要来到这个树前来吃这个果子。
Yes, the fruit of the trees of the rest of the garden, they were pleasant. It was good to the eyes.
是的，在园中其他各样树上的果子都是悦人的眼目，好做食物。
It was good for food.
它也能够来用做食物。
But only a few hours later, they got hungry again.
但他们吃了果子，没过几小时又会感到饥饿。
But if they had eaten of the tree of life,They would have been so completely satisfied, they would have had no appetite for anything else.
但如果当时他们吃下这个生命树的果子，他们里面会有何等的满足，甚至都不需要再吃其他的食物。
And when that serpent comes around and says, hey, did you see that tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
如果是这样的话，当那个蛇来引诱他们说，哎，你看到那个分别善恶树上的果子了吗？
His whole line of temptation would have been completely lost.
我想他这样来引诱就不再有任何的效果。
They would have had no appetite for that tree.
他们当时如果吃过生命树的果子，就不再对其他的树的果子有那样的胃口。
They would have found, as the Samaritan woman did, that whoever drinks the water Christ gives will never thirst.
他们就能够像那个撒玛利亚妇人说一样，来经历说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
In fact, that water will become a well of water springing up into eternal life.
那个水要在他们里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But brothers and sisters, are we not the same?
弟兄姐妹，我们有什么不同呢？
Christ is so accessible.
基督是这样的，让我们随时的可以来就近来取用。
But instead of admitting that we need him,
但我们却没有来承认我们需要他。
Instead of trusting him with all our heart,
也没有全心的来信靠他。
We prefer to lean on our own understanding, don't we?
我们却常常要来依靠自己的聪明，难道不是这样吗？
And how often we fall into evil and temptation simply because we refuse to eat of the tree of life.
有多么的经常，我们就是因为不愿来吃这生命树的果子而落入到那个邪恶的引诱当中。
We starve ourselves of eating and drinking of Christ moment by moment.
我们没有时刻的来在这里享用基督，来吃他喝他。
And that's why we ravenously chase after all the carnal cravings of this world.
然后我们反而在这地上来寻求各样肉体的欲望。
You know, Paul exhorts us in Romans 13:14.
那保罗在罗马书十三章十四节那里讲到。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh and its lusts.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体的安排去放纵私欲。
If we eat of him throughout the day,
如果我们在每一天当中都能够常常的来吃他
，in his word，
在他的话语当中
，in prayer，
在祷告的里边
，in song。
在诗歌的里边
In fellowship,
在彼此的交通当中
we won't have any appetite for the passing pleasure of sin.
我想我们就不会对那个罪的短暂的快乐再有这么多的胃口
And Christ will become our tree of life.
基督也会成为我们的生命树
Now forgive me, but I would like to add something very briefly and very practically on this matter.
那请大家原谅我，我想要在这上面简单的又比较实际的再讲一点。
Our devices, especially our smartphones,
我们的这些电子设备，特别是我们的手机
are greatly used by Satan to keep us from the tree of life.
真的是常常的被撒旦使用来把我们从这个生命树当中来挪移开。
They make life so convenient and so seemingly painless.
它让我们的生活看起来如此的方便，看起来好像没有任何的痛苦。
And the lie is that as long as I have my smartphone, my TV show, my movies,My video games, I don't need God.
那这个谎言就是，如果我有我的手机，有我的这些电视剧，有我的游戏，有我的电影，我就不需要神。
I don't need all those heart surgeries to deal with this love of self.
我并不再需要这样的一个心脏的手术来对付我里边向着自己的爱。
I think everybody in this room knows, though, that that is far from reality.
我想在座的每一位都知道，这与实际相差千万里。
And we have to be extremely careful with these devices.
但我们对待这些电子设备要非常的小心。
The etymology of the word device is to divide.
那这个设备这个词，它的词源就是讲到要来分开。
They're sold to us as multi-tools that do everything.
那这个就被作为一个多功能的设备来卖给我们，告诉我们说这个东西可以做一切的事情。
But they only do one thing.
但他们所做的只有一件。
Divide.
就是来分别，来分开。
And left in our untrained hands, they divide our families.
如果放在我们这些未经训练人的手中的话，它就会分开我们的家庭。
Relationships in the church and workplace.
我们在教会、在工作当中与人的关系。
And every other level of society.
当然，也在社会的各个层面。
Yes, the scalpel in the hand of the surgeon is also used to divide.
那当然，这个手术师手中他的那些工具也是用来分割的。
He uses it very sparingly.
但他们却是非常有经验的来使用。
And he only uses it to divide soul and spirit.
但神只用它来分别我们的灵与魂。
The question we have to ask ourselves is: Do we really trust ourselves with these dangerous devices more than we trust the Lord with His scalpel?
那我们要问的是，我们信靠神是否？我们信靠这些电子设备是否过于我们信靠神
？If the answer is no, why do we constantly turn to our devices instead of coming to Him?
如果这个答案是不的话，那为什么我们常常先来看我们的电子设备，而不是先来寻求神呢
？Well, perhaps it's because we don't trust in His love.
Well, 可能我们不相信神的爱。
We doubt.That he will limit the number of surgeries and the extent of the wounds.
我们不相信他会就经过几次手术把我们治好，或者是他要怎么样的来处理我们这个问题。
But praise God, brothers and sisters, our surgeon doesn't make any unnecessary cuts.
但赞美神，弟兄姐妹，我们的医师他不会有任何多余的动作。
After all, he was a skilled carpenter, wasn't he?
因为我们的主他是一位熟练的木匠，不是吗？
Many of us who do projects around the house know this phrase, measure twice, cut once.
那我们很多在家里做各种各样事情的人都知道，你要测量两次才来做一次的动作，或者是说要三思而后行。
If we have such an attitude about our small house projects,
如果我们对自己家里一个小小的项目都有如此的仔细的心的话，
Do we really think our Lord takes any less care in performing heart surgery on his beloved?
难道我们不知道神对我们这些蒙他所爱的人岂不是全心全意的来处理吗？
He removes only what's absolutely necessary to remove.
他只会拿掉那些必须被拿掉的。
He is a master craftsman and we are his workmanship.
他是那个大师的工匠，我们是他手中的杰作。
And every stroke of his hand is purposeful.
他手中的每一笔每一画都蛮有心意，蛮有目的。
Even when we fail him by trying to find satisfaction somewhere else,
即便我们有时失败，我们要从别处来找寻满足。
We can still trust in his love.
我们仍能够来信靠他的爱。
Look at Genesis 3:9 again.
让我们再来看一看，在启示创世纪三章九节。
This is after all that Adam and Eve had done.
这是在亚当和夏娃他们做了一切那失败的行为之后。
As they're hiding from him.
当他们正在躲避神的时候，
God calls out, "Where are you?"
耶和华就呼唤那人说，你在哪里？
Now I have no facts to confirm this. Go ahead.
虽然我不能够从实际上来证实这一点，
But I think it's very plausible he was standing by the tree of life when he said that.
但我想也许耶和华当时正站在生命树的旁边。
He knew what they had done. He's omniscient.
他知道他们所做的一切，因为他是全知全能的神。
In fact, brothers and sisters, before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain.
事实上，弟兄姐妹，在创世以前的那个羔羊就已经被杀了。
That means before Genesis 1:1, the triune God saw it all.
这就是说，在创世纪一章一节以前，那三一的神已经看到了一切。
He saw Satan's rebellion.
他看到撒旦的背叛。
He saw the fall.
他也看到人的堕落。
But praise God, he saw the end.
但赞美神，因为他也看到那终局。
He saw that one day there would be many sons in glory.
他看到有一天要有众子在荣耀里。
And there'd be a great multitude around the throne.
要在这个宝座的旁边有许多人一同来赞美。
Of every tribe.
从各国。
Of every nation.
从各族。
Of every peoples.
从各民。
Of every language.
从各方而来。
Praising the Lamb.
要一起在那里来赞美羔羊。
He also saw the cost.
当然他也看到所付上的这个代价。
He saw that this lamb would be his own son.
他知道那所要被杀的是自己的儿子。
The wonder of wonders, he still said, let us make man.
但这最奇妙的就是说他仍然说让我们来造人。
Now is that not first love?
如果这不是那起初的爱。
It's first in every sense of the word.
那在每一点上他都是那最起初的。
Do you hear him calling out to you this morning? Where are you?
早上你有否听到神在这里呼召说你在哪里？
No matter what you have done,
无论你所做过什么，
No matter how grievously you have rejected him,
无论你曾怎样在痛苦当中拒绝过神，
He stands at the tree of life, ready to receive you.
他站在这生命树的旁边，时刻准备着再来迎接你。
1 John 1:9, right?
就好像约翰一书一章九节那里讲到
Just come to me.
来到我这里。
How many times does he have to say that in the scriptures for us to get it?
他要在圣经当中讲多少遍才让我们真正能够明白呢？
But you were not willing to come to me.
但是常常我们却不愿来到他的面前。
Our Lord doesn't expect us to be perfect, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，神不是让我们做一个完全完美的人。
But he does expect us to come to him.
但他却让我们来到他的面前。
And if you hear his voice this morning, don't refuse it.
如果早上你听到他向你说话的话，愿你不要再来拒绝。
He'll see you a long way off and run to you.
他远远看到你，他就会快跑来冲向你。
Now, perhaps you're sitting here this morning, you're like, brother, I already knew all that.
也许早上你坐在这里说，弟兄呀，你刚才分享的我全都知道。
But I still feel powerless to do what I know I ought to do.
但我仍然感觉到就着我所知道的我没有任何的力量能够做出我所当做的。
And all the temptations of life and the pressures of my job, school.
那我在生活当中遇到的一切的这些试探，我在生活、在学习、在工作当中面对的各样的压力。
In all my busyness, I still feel powerless.
在我一切的繁忙当中，我仍然感觉没有任何的力量。
But that too is eating. That's the result of eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life.
那这就是我们吃那分别善恶树而非生命树果子的结果。
There's no power in knowledge.
因为知识并没有能力。
Knowledge by itself just brings condemnation.
知识常常所带来的就是我们的定罪。
I know what's right, but I can't do it.
我知道什么是对的，但我没办法做出来。
But life brings with it the knowledge, but also the power to obey.
但生命不仅带来知识，也赐给你能力，让你能够真正活出来，行出来。
We've already mentioned that our need is what draws us to Christ.
我们提到第一点，我们要有这个需要，这个需要会把我们带到主的面前。
But it's by faith that we receive of the power of this resurrection life.
但是借着信心，我们从他那里能够来领受那从死里复活的生命。
Remember, we're trying to make things simple, right?
记得吗？我们想要把事情讲得简单一点。
Because it is simple.
因为这本身就很简单。
It's as simple as admitting our weakness. Lord, I can't.
就是简单的来到主的面前说，主啊，我实在不能。
But then quickly acknowledging, Lord, you can.
但是同样，我们要快快的来认出主啊，你能够。
There are several wonderful real life examples of this in the Bible.
在圣经当中记载过很多这种真实的例子。
Our Lord Jesus obviously being the very best.
当然，我们主耶稣他自己就是那个最好的例子。
But I really think Daniel and his three friends are most relatable.
但我想但以理和他的三个好朋友，他们让我们能够在当中找到关联。
At a very young age, they became strangers in a strange land.
在很年轻的时候，他们就被掳到异乡为异客。
Surrounded by evil and temptations.
周围充满了邪恶和试探。
Very similar to all of you middle schoolers.
就像在座的这些年轻的初中生们一样。
But just as most of us come to eat a meal three times a day,
但就好像我们每一个人一天都要吃三餐一样。
It's recorded that at least three times a day, Daniel came before his God.
圣经记载，一天至少有三次，但以理要来到神的面前。
And he spent meaningful time with his God.
他与神有那样一个密切的交通。
It was probably most inconvenient.
也许对他来说，这实在不是一件容易方便的事。
Considering his schedule and responsibilities as second in command of one of the greatest empires the world has ever seen.
因为考虑到他当时在历史上最伟大的帝国之一做宰相，我们想到他身上的担子压力实在是很多。
But God is in all the inconveniences of life, isn't he?
但神正是在我们生活各样的不方便当中，难道不是吗？
We read how he regularly confessed his weakness and the weakness of God's people.
我们读到但以理他常常为着自己和神的子民的软弱和过犯来认罪悔改。
His sins and their sins.
他和以色列子民的罪。
How he would devote himself to prayer and reading God's word.
他如何在这里来读神的话，来祷告。
And he would go to whatever length was necessary to find what was on God's heart and intercede for his purposes.
他会尽自己一切所能的来寻求神的心，为着神的旨意得以成就而代求。
How could he purpose in his heart not to eat of the king's delicacies?
他如何能够来定义不用王的膳呢？
He was already full.
他当时里边已经满足了。
I don't know what you picture when you think of him in the darkness of that den of lions.
我不知道你想到当他在那个黑暗的这个狮子洞里的时候。
Or his three friends in that fiery furnace.
或者是他的三个朋友在那个火炉当中的时候。
I tend to see them singing, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
我就想到他们可能在那里来说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his own name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
And yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
For you, Jehovah, are with me.
因为你耶和华是与我同在的。
It's with your rod and your staff.You comfort
me. 你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
And even now, you prepare a table before me.
在此刻，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
In the presence of all my enemies，
在我敌人的面前。
And you anoint my head with oil，
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup runs over，
使我的福杯满溢。
And then they would smile and say, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me."
当然，他们要这样的来欢喜来说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
All the days of my life，
我一生。
And even now, I'm dwelling in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
By the mercies of God, may we thus come to Christ, moment by moment, our Tree of Life this week.
借着神的怜悯，愿我们能够常常每一刻都来到主耶稣我们的生命树的面前。
I was ready to listen to our brother the whole time.
我当时非常享受能够来听我们弟兄刚才分享。
But I'll continue what he was sharing.
那我会继续借着弟兄的来有所分享。
Really thank the Lord that he used our brother to give an invitation to us.
我们感谢神借着弟兄向我们发出这样一个邀请。
Invited us to come to him.
让我们来到他的面前。
Now we want to consider a little bit more about his invitation to us and what he is looking for.
那我们愿意更多的来思想他向我们这样的邀请他来寻求的寻找的是什么
Let's read in Revelation chapter 1 starting from verse 12
让我们来看启示录第一章从第十二节开始
So we'll read from Revelation chapter 1 verse 12 all the way to the first part of verse 5 of chapter 2
我们要从一章十二节一直看到第二章的第五节的前半段
This is the vision that John saw on the Lord's day when he was exiled to Patmos.
那这是这个使徒约翰他被放逐的时候，在逐日的早上所看到的。
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow.And his eyes like a flame of fire.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last."I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见，在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
To the angel of the church of Ephesus write,These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐也知道你不能容忍恶人你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的 看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
I just want to start by asking brothers and sisters to consider what we saw just in the beginning of chapter 1.
我想要开始的时候请弟兄姐妹思想一下我们刚才在读第一章那里所看到的。
The picture of our glorified Lord Jesus.
就是那个在荣耀当中的主耶稣。
I remember when I first really considered this, how I saw the hair white like wool.
就是当我第一次来思想他的头与发皆白，如何能够如同羊毛一般。
Eyes like a flame of fire.
好像眼目如同火焰。
I felt so exposed before those eyes.
我感觉到自己在这样的一双眼睛面前是完全的被敞开的。
I pray that all of us may have that vision in our hearts as we hear the word.
我愿祷告，当我们听到这些话语的时候，我们同样都能有这个意象。
Because this is the same Lord who walks among our churches today.
因为这样一位主也是今天在我们的教会当中来行走的。
He's examining our hearts and examining our minds.
在这里来审视我们的心，来审查我们的思想。
And there's something he's looking for.
他在寻找一些事情。
It's just one thing.
就是一件事。
You read about it at the very beginning when he writes to Ephesus.
当我们来读到他一开始在写到像对以弗所书的教信的时候，
He writes to them about all the things that they have done.
他讲到以弗所的教会他们所做的。
It is a great list of works.
他们有这么美好的工作。
I would dare say, how can we even measure up to this list of works?
我甚至说，想想我们自己，甚至都够不上这里所讲到的这些伟大的工作。
But for all of that, his estimation is that they have left their first love.
然而，即便有这些美好的工作，主对他们所说的是，你们离弃了起初的爱。
And afterwards, all the other six churches, the estimation is whether you have displayed the first love or whether you have not displayed the first love.
那在此后对那六个教会，神对他们的估量也都是是否能够显出那个起初的爱。
There are many different things that are commended. There's many different things that are rebuked. But at the core of it, it's whether you have first love.
那虽然主在后边也讲到很多的事情，他们有所褒奖的，对他们也有所责备的，但在这一切的评论当中，最核心的就是是否能够仍找到那个起初的爱。
Why is the Lord looking for first love to him?
为什么神在这里要寻找向着他的起初的爱呢？
Why is it so important?
为什么这件事这么的重要？
Let's look at the phrase first love.
让我们来看一看这个词起初的爱。
It's a bit difficult to define because it's not found anywhere else in the Bible.
那这个词比较的难来解释，因为在圣经当中其他的地方并没有提到。
Only in Revelation 2:4.
只在启示录的二章四节。
But we can look at another example that we find all the way back in Leviticus, and that is the example of the first fruits.
但也许我们能够回到利未记那里，讲到这个最先献上的那个祭物的时候。
Now I know in Chinese the two firsts they don't line up properly.
那在中文当中这两个起初它不太好联系在一起。
But in English they match up very well.
但在英文当中它却是同一个字。
So I pray that through the Spirit, even though the words may be a little bit different, you can sense that there is a burden on the Lord's heart. These are the same firsts.
所以我所祷告的就是，虽然这个字解释也许会有一点点不同，但就着神他的负担来说，这两件事是一样的。
Now in the Old Testament, at the beginning of the harvest, that which was harvested first was the first fruits.
那在旧约当中讲到我们这些以色列人他们要来收割的时候，最先献上的那些就是那个祭素祭。
And the Lord asked the Israelites to offer these first fruits to Him at the beginning of the harvest.
那神就让他们在这个收割的起初要先献上。
And it's not to say, it wasn't to say that the Lord only wants these first fruits.
不是说神只想要那最初献上的那一些。
But the offering of these first fruits symbolized the entire harvest.
但所献上的那一些却代表了这整场的收割。
It was from these first fruits the rest of the harvest would come.
是借着那些最先献上的 全部的收割都能够被献上。
So offering the first fruits symbolizes I'm giving everything, the entire harvest to the Lord.
所以献上那起初所收割的代表的就是说我们要把所有收割的都来献上归给神。
And then going forward to the New Testament, the word first fruits is mentioned again in relation to our Lord Jesus.
那在来到新约的时候这个起初又在向着神那里被提到。
In the letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Christ is mentioned as the first fruits.
那在哥林多前书那里讲到我们的主耶稣他就是那首先被献上的。
Now here he is the first fruits in terms of resurrection.
那他是那从首先从死里复活的。
He is the firstborn from among the dead.
他也是从死里首先生出的。
And this doesn't just mean he was the first to be resurrected.
这不是说他是第一个被从死里复活过来的。
In fact, Lazarus also received a resurrection before that.
那当然我们知道拉萨路他也曾从死里复活过。
But in the rising of our Lord Jesus is all resurrection.
但在主耶稣的复活里却是那个完全的复活。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说我就是复活我就是生命。
And his resurrection paved the way for all of us.
他的复活为你我就铺平了那个道路。
Because he rose, all of us today have that hope of being resurrected and receiving that glorified body.
因为他从死里复活，让我们今天能够有盼望从他那里得着那个荣耀的身体。
But looking the other way now, if the first fruits are not offered, the harvest is not offered.
但我们反过来想的话，如果那个起初的那个祭没有献上的话，那全部的收割都没有被献上。
And the Lord Jesus did not rise from the dead. None of us have hope for resurrection.
如果主耶稣没有从死里复活的话，你我如今都不再有这个复活的盼望。
So now looking at first love is the love from which all other love can come.
所以现在再讲到那起初的爱，这个起初的爱就是代表了一切的爱。
It symbolizes all of the love.
代表的就是所有的爱。
All the love for the Lord, that agape love.
讲到的就是神那个 agape 的 love.
The love that takes someone else's best interests and makes them our own.
就是把别人最喜悦的拿来给自己。
And if there is not the first love,
如果那不是起初的爱
then there is no love.
那就没有爱。
I think we should pay attention to this.
我想我们应该来注意这一点。
If the Lord cannot find first love,
如果神找不到那个起初的爱
to him, we are not loving him at all.
那向着主我们就是没有爱。
Is the picture clearer now?
想要来问大家是否现在这个画面清楚了
Or is it still a little fuzzy?
还是觉得有一点模糊
Is it like the optometrist when they say, is it better one or two, one or two?
就好像这个去看眼睛的时候，他就会问你一更清楚，二更清楚。
And you are worried because if you give the wrong answer, you'll have the wrong prescription for a year.
你可能会很担心，因为你如果回答错误的话，你这一年戴的眼镜都是不合适的。
So I will explain to you in another way, one or two.
那我会用另外一种方法来给大家解释一下，是一还是二。
First love is seeing the Lord and being captured by Him.
起初的爱就是看到主耶稣并被他的爱所夺。
Just like that song we sang at the beginning.
就好像我们在起初所唱的那首诗歌一样。
Lord, when first I saw thee in thy splendor, all self-love and glory sank in shame. Now my heart its love and praises render, tasting all the sweetness of thy name.
就好像在第二节那里我们唱到说主当我初次看见你荣耀自爱与夸耀同归修残今我心涌出爱戴与颂赞品尝你名里一切非干
It is gazing upon the Lord in glory
是在那里来注目神他的荣耀
When I see him all self-love and glory sinks in shame
当我们看到他的时候我们自爱与夸耀同归修残
Everything that I thought I was
我以前自以为所是的
Everything that I hope to be
我以前所盼望所要成为的
All of it shrinks in shame
这一切都同归羞惭
But at the same time The Lord lifts my head
但同样神也让我们能够抬起头来
He lifts my head to see him
让我们抬起头能够来仰望他
I am seated in Christ
我如今在基督里
I am his and he is mine
我是他的，他也是我的。
See, he's the lily of the valley.
他是那最美的。
He's the bright and morning star.
他是那明亮的晨星。
He's the fairest of 10,000.
他是那千万当中最美的一朵。
When we see him, our soul loves him.
当我们看到他的时候，我们的心要渴慕他。
I'm not talking about seeing with our eyes.
我不是说我们眼睛看到他。
There may be some brothers and sisters with that beautiful gift to see visions.
我想，也许有的弟兄姐妹有这样一个美好的恩赐，能够真的是看到异象。
But I'm talking about seeing him with your heart.
但我所讲的是我们在心中来看到他。
When you see him, our Lord, with your heart.
当我们在心里看到我们的主。
And your heart loves him.
我们的心要来爱慕他。
There is nothing too difficult.
那对我们来说就没有太难的事。
It's nothing too burdensome.
也没有太过让我们感到负担的事。
It's nothing too time consuming.
也没有说会在此次太过浪费时间。
I will do anything for the Lord.
我愿为主献上一切所有。
I want the Lord to have everything that is on his heart.
我愿主能够得着他心中一切所要的。
I want my friend to have exactly what he wants.
我愿我的朋友能够得着他所要的一切。
I will do his will at any cost.
我愿为着他的旨意来献上一切。
This is first love.
这是那起初完全的爱。
For those of you who haven't seen the Lord in this way,
如果我们有弟兄姐妹朋友们没有这样的来看到过神，
I want to encourage you.
我愿在此鼓励你。
Ask and it will be given to you.
寻求就必赐给你。
Seek and you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
叩门就给你开门。
Today might be the day the Lord is pleased to reveal His Son in you.
今天就是神悦纳的日子，要把他的儿子来启示给你。
But for those of us who have seen the Lord in this way and have been captured,
但如果我们有人已经这样来看到过主，我们的心已被他所夺。
I have a question for all of us to consider.
那我也有一个问题。
Is this just our history?
这是否是我们的一段历史？
Or is it our reality today?
还是我们此刻今日里边的实际？
Is it history or is it reality?
它是一个历史还是一个实际呢？
Are we looking back and remembering, I used to love the Lord in this way?
是不是我们回顾一下，想想我以前是这样的爱主？
Or am I loving him today?
还是说我今天仍然这样爱他。
And we thank the Lord. If we are looking back and the Holy Spirit is helping us see that we have left our first love,
我们如果回顾过往，圣灵启示让我们看到我们已经离弃了自己起初的爱。
He's already working to bring us back.
他已经在我们里面工作，要把我们带回来。
He tells us in verse 5, Remember therefore from where you have fallen.
他在第五节那里，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的。
You know, the first love, first works, is not just what happened at the very beginning when we were saved.
那个起初的爱，那些起初所行的事，并不只是在我们刚刚得救的时候所做所行的。
Like we shared, it's what comes when we see the Lord and we are captured by Him.
这些是当我们看到了神被他的爱所夺之后自然而生的。
And the Lord is saying, go all the way back.
神告诉我们说要回到起初。
Go all the way back to that point.Where you left your first love.
回想你是从哪里堕落，哪里失去了那起初的爱。
That point where you closed your heart to the Lord.
在那里，你把你的心向着主关闭了。
Where your offerings of love became offerings of duty.
你在爱中所献上的，慢慢变成在责任里面所献上的。
Where your devotion to Him became merely a habit.
你向着神的爱，慢慢变成了一种习惯。
And where your concern for His heart and His house faded away.
你对着他的爱，对着他的家的关心，慢慢的就消散了。
Let's go all the way to that point.
回到那里，回到那一点。
And at that point, he's there waiting for us.
他就在那里等我们。
He's waiting for us, and he says, "Repent and do the first works."
他在那里等我们说悔改，行起初所行的事。
So brothers and sisters, if we hear his voice today,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们今天听到神向我们所说的话
，It's not hard in our hearts.
在我们心里就不再作难。
Repent.
悔改。
Come back to Him.
回到起初。
Now the first works, immediately the first works come after repentance.
那在悔改之后，我们看到这里讲到行起初所行的事。
And the first works again, it's not just the things that happened when we were just saved.
那当然，这里讲到的起初所行的事，不是说我们刚刚得救信主的时候所做的事。
When we were young and full of energy.
当我们年轻，当我们里面充满了力量。
It's not that.
并不是讲到这些。
But first works come out of first love.
起初所行的事是由那起初的爱生发而出的。
We remember the wedding in Cana.
我们记得在迦南的婚宴上。
How they ran out of wine.
他们如何酒用尽了。
That wine is man's love.
那个酒是人的爱。
All his efforts, everything that he had.
是那个人他一切所预备的。
It ran out.
但是在那里却用尽了。
But when it ran out, then Jesus produced a better wine.
但当他的酒用尽的时候，耶稣却在那里造了更好的酒。
And when the head waiter tasted it, he said, "You have saved the best for last."
当那管宴席的尝了之后，你怎么把这好酒留到最后呢？
This wine is the first love.
这个酒就是那起初的爱。
This wine is the first works.
这个酒就是那起初的工作。
And when God tastes it, He's pleased.
当神尝到这个酒的时候，他的里面就得着了满足。
When everything that we can do, everything that we can say is taken out of the way.
当我们一切所能做的、所能说的被拿掉的时候。
And when we just have that first love that only the Lord can work in our hearts.
当我们里面有那起初的爱的时候，神就能够在我们里面开始工作。
That is the first love.
这是那起初的爱。
That is the best love.
那也是那最好的爱。
For another picture, we can look at the early church in Acts.
如果我们再来想一想的话，看一看在启示录，在这个使徒行传那里教会的开头。
We're very familiar with Acts 2:42.
我们非常熟悉在使徒行传第二章在24节那里。
It says that they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, and the fellowship and prayer.
那里讲到他们常常的聚会，一起擘饼，彼此交通。
And we usually look at these four things: the fellowship, apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer.
在这里讲到的四件就是使徒的教训、彼此交接、擘饼和祈祷。
And we use these to measure a church.
我们常常用这四点来，好像要来测量一个教会。
If they have these four things, they're good.
如果他们有这四点的话，那这个教会就是一个好的教会。
And we happen to be in an assembly where these four things are present.
那在我们这样的聚会的里面，这个四件事情都是有的。
And we thank the Lord. That's an incredible blessing that these four things are present in our midst.
我们感谢神，因为在我们当中蒙了何等的祝福，我们现在这四样都有。
Now many years the Lord recovered this way of gathering.
很多年当中，神慢慢的恢复了这些。
But I want you to note, the reason the Lord looked favorably upon the early church was not.Just because of these four things.
但我想提醒大家的是，神之所以来喜悦那起初的教会，并不是因为他们当中有这四件事。
Just like to the letters to the seven churches.
就好像向着那七个教会所写的七封书信一样。
Many of them did very similar things between the different churches.
在不同的教会当中，他们有很多做的类似的事。
But the Lord commended one, and He did not commend another.
但神褒奖一个，却并不褒奖其他的。
Because he was not looking at the works themselves, but the quality of the works.
因为他所看重的不仅仅是这些事物的本身，而是这些事物背后的品质。
Whether there was first love in it or not.
在这些事物当中，到底有没有那起初的爱
？So in the same way, in the early church, you look at these four things, but before that, and they were continually devoting themselves.
那在起初的教会，在这四件事情以先，他们每一日都这样的来把自己分别来追求主。
The first love, first works is the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
起初的爱，那最初所做的事是在简单当中，在那个纯洁的里面向着神的爱。
We are blessed to have the apostles, teaching, to have breaking of bread and fellowship and prayer among us.
我们是这样的蒙福，在我们当中有使徒的教训，有彼此的交接，有擘饼，有祈祷。
The Lord is asking to give ourselves to them.
但神要我们向我们所求的是把我们来献上给他。
To devote ourselves to it.
把我们分别来交托于这些事物。
We know that the Lord is looking for something in this time.
我们知道神在此刻有他所寻找的。
As it's very near the end of the age.
当我们到了这个世界的末了
，The Lord is walking among the seven churches.
神就在那个七个教会当中来行走。
And He's looking at our assembly too.
他也看我们的聚会。
He's looking at the families.
他也看我们的家庭。
He's looking at individuals.
也看我们每一个人。
And He's looking and waiting for first love.
他在这里等候寻找那起初的爱。
He is looking to see, is there a place? Is there a place where I can find rest?
他在寻找是否有他可安歇的地方。
A place where I don't have to knock outside the door.
是否他能够不是在外边敲门。
We thank the Lord. All he asked for is just that first love.
感谢神，因为他所寻找的不过是那起初的爱。
We can't manufacture it.
我们没办法造出来。
We can't force ourselves to have first love.
我们没办法好像要迫使自己来生出那个起初的爱。
If you try to love somebody, you know you can't.
如果你尽力的、努力的想要去爱一个人，你知道你并不能这样做。
But when you see the Lord,
但当你看到了主
，when He has your heart,
当他得着了你的心
，it's only you and Him.
就只有你和他。
The eyes that are aflame,
那些眼目
piercing but full of love.
那个如火焰一般的眼目是这样的，能够穿透我们。
For this Lord, I will do anything.
为着这个主啊，我愿做一切的事。
For this Lord, I will give all.
主啊，为着这个，我愿献上所有。
May the Lord restore our first love to us.
愿神能够恢复我们里面的起初的爱。
Let's have a time of prayer.
让我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking today.
主，我们感谢你早上向我们说话。
Though my brother and I are not adequate,
主，虽然我和我的弟兄并不足够。
We thank you. We all have an ear that can hear what the Spirit is saying.
但我们感谢你给我们这样一个可听的耳，能够来听你向我们所说的话。
You are after us.
你来寻找我们。
You are after our hearts.
你来寻找我们的心。
You want to stir us up again to first love.
你要来激动我们里面的起初的爱。
To return to you with all our hearts.
能够带着我们的全心再回转向你。
To give all our love to you.
能够把我们里面所有的爱都献上。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，愿你怜悯我们。
Because we are cold.
主啊，因为我们是冷漠的。
Because we are backsliding.
因为我们在这里退后。
We are senseless.
因为我们好像没有感觉一般。
Lord, have mercy on us.
哦，主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Your love has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
你的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们的心里。
May that love work in our hearts.
愿这样的爱能够在我们里面工作。
Burn, burn, O love within my heart.
哦，愿我里面的爱能够在这里来燃烧，燃烧。
Burn fiercely night and day.
愿日夜不尽的来燃烧。
To all the dross of earthly loves.
能够来烧尽那地上的一切的污秽。
Is burned and burned away.
哦，愿能够来烧尽。
Do this work in our hearts, Lord.
主啊，愿你在我们心中来成就这样的工作。
For your own name's sake.
为着你自己的缘故。
Capture us, Lord.
主啊，愿你能够来夺我们的心。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.